There are very few writers about whom I can remember exactly how and where I discovered their work, but I can remember that about Geddes. I was in college, and a friend who'd been my friend since junior high school came to visit with her new boyfriend. He was older than the rest of us. I think he'd been her lab instructor. He was very cool. And we were sitting on the railing outside my college dorm, and he was talking and talking and talking about a novel he'd read, which we should all read, called The Recognitions. So the next day, I went to the Grolier bookshop and, against all odds, found a copy of The Recognitions and started reading it. And I remember a couple of things. One was that at that point, when you're in college, any book that's not assigned in your classes and any book that's very different from what is assigned in your classes and that you love feels like a secret, like a very great, important secret, which was how The Recognitions seemed to me. I also remember thinking at the time that the book had a very unusual and very striking mix of a kind of exactitude and precision and originality. And I don't think I could have understood then how rare that combination was. I have since come to understand it. And I also remember that in the novel, there's a scene, of course, as most of you know, there are a lot of characters, a great number of characters and subplots, but there's a scene in which, I guess you could call it a party, although that makes it sound as if the characters are having more fun than they were. A gathering, I guess you'd call it a gathering. And there are all these characters at the gathering, and there's a lot of dialogue, they're all talking, and there are no attributions, there are no dialogue attributions, there's no he said, she said, etc. But by that point in the novel, you know the characters so well that you know who's talking without being told who's talking. And I can remember that it was the first time, I mean, this was before I knew that there was such a thing as technique or anything that was technically difficult, but I can remember being struck by it as a kind of technical high wire act that Geddes had managed to pull off. And I love the novel and still do, and went on to read the other books and love them as well. There's a great line that Joy Williams said about Jane Bowles, two other writers who I admire enormously. She said that Jane Bowles made writing look as difficult as it is. And I think that something similar can be said about Geddes. So I thought that I would read a letter, also from the Conjunctions issue, that's partly about how difficult it is to write. It's a letter to Catherine Ann Porter, and it was from Panama, 7th of April, 1948. My dear Miss Porter, perhaps you can understand how well your letter was received, how many times read, and how much I want to repay your kindness by trying very hard to write you an honest letter. I find it difficult always, or rather, of course, make it difficult for myself to write an honest letter because I am not clear yet about writing a letter, and especially as now when the writing I do is not going well, then to write a letter is more strange still because it becomes an outlet which it should not be, but the writing should be. Not that the writing is an outlet, but as though the outlet is the purpose. Well, when the writing is consistently unsatisfactory, then the purpose is all confused, and one may run to letter writing saying, here is what I have to say. You will see how important it is and what a worthy one I am. No, I haven't quite finished the story, the novel, the play, but meanwhile, you must appreciate. Well, you understand that it can be like that morass of conversation. And so now often, in the middle of a letter, I must stop and say, what filthy little vanity is this, Willie, that you are relishing so? And stop, furious with myself, and also the person who does not get the letter. Still, it is all wrong, absolutely, to then turn and revel in the idea of not being able to write a letter. You know, I have so many letters from New York that start out, I started to write you a letter last week, but it turned out to be, and I have written you twice, and the letters are here unmailed. Well, those people are writing to themselves and would do better to not bother using someone else's name at the head of the sheet as an excuse. But the vanity of letter writing, of shouting out for witnesses, I've thought a great deal about this whole insistence on a witness that we all make. That is certainly one reason why so many bad novels are so bad. Penned in your letter of writing. But it is fun, isn't it? Well, that was completely disconcerting, effacing, happy, infuriating. I don't know. When it begins to be fun, then I know myself badly enough to immediately hold it suspect. You know the temptations? Well, to be clever, for one. That is one of the worst, and how it kills. Then to preach and prophecy, the tangent of going off and having fun for its own sake, no matter that it contributes nothing, though some do it infuriatingly well, and then the absolute necessity of making a character's experience his and not one's own, and that is certainly one of the most difficult requisites. To discriminate, perhaps that is the most important. Here is a line of Catherine Mansfield's. You may recognize it from a book review of about 25 years back. There are moments that set the soul yearning to be taken, suddenly snatched out of the very heart of some fearful joy and set before its maker, hatless, disheveled, and gay, with its spirit unbroken. Now, allow this presumption simply for the sake of the hypothesis, that if I had written that, I can imagine being very doubtful about it. But here I found it, the collection of reviews called Novels and Novelists, with fantastic pleasure, could not put it down, was troubled that it should be buried in an old book review. Or, if I had been sure of it, should have wanted it published prominently as mine, perhaps in a little edition by itself. You see how lamentable this is, will not do. It is enthusiasm that I mistrust. Presumption may not be the worst of sins, though it is when I think of it, but it is pretty bad. So there is the worry of pretentious and presumptuous work. Thank you.